Criminal defense attorneys say allowing police broad powers to search people on probation or parole may not be constitutional. At a hearing on the bill, its author, Senator Joe Lipum of Sheboygan, cited a state Supreme Court opinion to support his belief that the bill does not violate Fourth Amendment rights that protect people from unreasonable searches.
If you read the case history, the conclusion is that this type of increased involvement by law enforcement would be constitutional and still respectful to those aspects of our state and our federal constitution.
But Anthony Cotton of the Wisconsin Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys says there's a big difference between the legal standards of probable cause that police must use now to get a search warrant and the reasonable suspicion standard this bill would put in place, allowing police to search a parolee or probationer or his house or car without a warrant.
Probable cause, more likely than not, 51% likely that the person is committing a crime, 49% unlikely. Reasonable suspicion has been held by the Wisconsin courts to be as low as an anonymous tip. My concern is that the Supreme Court's going to say, no, that goes too far. Laws that permit law enforcement to go into homes of parents' houses, roommates' houses, and these places based on anonymous tips, for example, do go too far.
Cotton says the ruling the bill is depending on is a narrow one that applies only to very specific facts that allow judges to grant a search warrant for a parolee. But Senator Lipum says the increased monitoring of parolees and probationers that the law will allow will improve public safety and deter ex-offenders from committing new crimes and returning to prison. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.